Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there, and welcome to this Friday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. If you've been listening during this last week, you know that we've been in a series with Derek Prince on curses and blessing. It has been a wild ride. The only way I know to describe this teaching is kicking. It's been amazing. You know, we can listen to things just sort of out of one ear and not really pay attention. It doesn't have much impact on us. But if we really digest what Derek's been saying in the last week, it is a life-changing experience. And we've heard testimony to that. And we've digested it a bit. It's been an exciting time. Now, the great news is, if you're just joining us and you've not been part of what's been going on this past week, you can listen to all of these teachings. You haven't missed a thing. You can listen to all of these teachings online at derekprince.org. That's exciting to me because I know you can't be at the same place every time, every day, but you can listen to all of the teachings at derekprince.org. Now, I have loved what Derek's been talking about. It's had a huge impact in my life. I even want to go deeper in this. I know that many of you who are listening do too. So let's cut to the chase and listen as Derek teaches today about the common causes of curses. I love the way Derek titles his teaching. I love the passion that he has for the subject. And as his biographer, I can tell you that every single one of these truths has been mined out of his life. I love to use that word mined, chiseled out of the hard rock of his experience so that we can enjoy the diamonds of biblical truth. Let's listen now to Common Causes of Curses.
Yesterday, I explained that there is always a cause for both blessings and curses. In each case, the primary root cause is always simple. For a blessing, listening to and obeying God's voice. For a curse, not listening to and not obeying God's voice. I need to say that again. The primary cause of all blessings is listening to and obeying God's voice. The primary cause of all curses is not listening to and not obeying God's voice. But from these root causes, there spring many different kinds of behavior which are secondary causes of curses. I listed some such causes in my talk yesterday that are stated in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 15 through 26, and I summed them up in four main categories. First, idolatry, false gods, and the occult. Second, dishonoring parents. Third, illicit or unnatural sex. And fourth, injustice to the weak or helpless. And as a specific contemporary example of the last, I cited the practice of abortion, which is as glaring an example as you could ever find of injustice to the weak and the helpless, and which inevitably brings a curse with it. Today I'm going to share with you some major specific causes of curses revealed in the Bible, beyond those which I've already shared. First, I'll turn to Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6, which states a reason for a curse which most people, even many Christians, have failed to notice, and consequently they've come under the very curse against which they're warned. This is it. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited. Let me say that that picture of the shrub in the desert is typical of a curse. Blessing goes all round. Others prosper, others succeed, but the person under a curse is like a shrub in the desert who never sees when good comes. Now, what is the cause? It's very simple. It's trusting in man. And first and foremost, remember, you're man. It's trusting in yourself, making flesh your strength, relying on your own natural ability, cleverness, education, whatever. And in doing so, your heart departs from the Lord. This brings a curse. This is the reason why many individual Christians, and even more, many churches have lost their blessing. because they started in the grace of God. They started with supernatural blessing and anointing, supernatural faith. They had supernatural conversion, supernatural power to overcome evil, to lead lives of godliness. And then they've gone back to just plain human morality, organization, education, whatever. Now, none of those things are wrong, but to trust in those things brings anybody, whether it's an individual or a church, under the curse of God. Paul dealt with the same theme in Galatians 3, verses 1 and 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? That's the essence of the problem. Beginning in the Spirit and the level of God's supernatural grace and ability, and then going back to relying on our own carnal efforts, morality, education, cleverness, programs, finance, whatever it may be. And if you follow Paul's teaching in that third chapter, you get to the place in verses 13 and 14 that we've referred to many times, where he speaks about the curse and the blessing. In other words, going back to legalism, to works, to seeking to achieve righteousness with God by your own efforts, brings you under a curse. I think that's a major problem of countless Christian denominations and organizations today. They are under a curse and they don't know what they're struggling with or what the cause for it is. And then again, in Zechariah chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, the prophet had a vision of a flying scroll with a curse on either side of it. The curse on one side was for stealing, the other side was for perjury. And in his vision, he saw this scroll going into people's houses and taking up its place in their houses. And as a result, the houses disintegrated. They just rotted. They fell apart. Again, that's typical of what a curse does. It just destroys everything around it. But notice, two causes for curses, stealing and perjury. And then again, in Malachi, the prophet deals with another thing that brings a curse on people. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 14, But cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and makes a vow, but sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. What's the cause of the curse there? You've promised God to do something, to give him something, and then you draw back on your promise and you're stingy with God. That brings a curse. Let me tell you, dear friends, don't be stingy with God.
You've been listening to Derek Prince talk about common causes of curses, and I'll have to tell you, I love the way Derek makes spiritual things practical. Isn't it good news that he's not just describing curses and then saying, and yeah, maybe you can figure them out, maybe you can't. He actually says we can recognize them, and you can tell that he's heading towards telling us how to break them. That is good news. Also, by the way, some good news, and the latter part of our show, we're going to be talking to Dick Leggett, who's going to be bringing us some exciting information and some great stories about what's going on with this radio show and its impact in the world. So don't go away as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting, real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose blessings. 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, and I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're in a fantastic series on curses. Today's topic is the common causes of curses. And if you've missed any of this series, the great news is you can go online at derekprince.org and get all of these teachings. Now let's cut to the chase and listen to this next part of this fantastic teaching by Derek Prince called Common Causes of Curses.
Don't be stingy with God. When I see people put miserable sums in church offerings, I just ache for them. They're being stingy with God. They're bringing a curse upon themselves. Let me tell you this very gently. God doesn't need your tips. If all you're going to put in the offering is a tip, you'd better not put anything. And then in Malachi 3, verses 8 through 10, Malachi returns to this theme. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. What brought a curse upon them? Being stingy with God, withholding the offerings due to God. And then Malachi tells them the remedy. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. There's the antithesis. The cause for the curse is stinginess with God. The cause for the promised blessing is being generous, being liberal with God. Why should we deny ourselves the blessing? Why should we come under the curse of stinginess in our dealings with God when He has so freely promised us His blessing if we'll just be open and generous with Him? And then I want to give an example of a curse pronounced by a man representing God. The man is Joshua. And it's pronounced in Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. After the destruction by Israel of the city of Jericho, this is what Joshua said. Joshua charged them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up its gates. Now, people might have forgotten that. Centuries passed. About 500 years later in the history of Israel, a certain man named Hiel of Bethel did the very thing against which Joshua had pronounced a curse. He rebuilt Jericho. And this is what it says about him in 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. In his days, that's the days of Ahab, Hiel the Bethelite built Jericho. He laid its foundations with the loss of Abiram, his firstborn, and set up its gates with the loss of his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Joshua the son of Nun. Notice, this man did what Joshua had put a curse upon. In the power of God, he rebuilt Jericho, cost him the lives of his two sons. Words that had been spoken 500 years earlier resulted in the death of those two young men. Can you picture the doctors of the day analyzing the death of these two young men? What would they discover? Would they understand that it was due to words spoken by a servant of God 500 years later? Can you see how we are often wrestling with things in our lifetime of which the cause may go back many, many centuries? And then one final example of a curse is Jesus and the fig tree. He went to a fig tree looking for figs to eat. He found none because it was not the season for the figs. And he said, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. That's all he did. He just spoke to the tree. Some people would consider it crazy to speak to a tree, but he spoke to the tree. But let me tell you this, the tree felt the impact of what Jesus said. Because in a little later on in the same passage, it says, now in the morning, as the disciples passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. That's powerful. Jesus didn't lay his hand on the fig tree. He didn't take an axe to the fig tree. But in the Spirit of God, he spoke words charged with supernatural power. And within 24 hours, those words caused a fig tree to wither. That's the power of both curses and blessings. They are words charged with supernatural power. And they are the source of many things that happen in our lives.
You know, listening to this powerful teaching by Derek Prince, I began to feel a kind of a fear. Not a negative kind of fear, but a kind of a holy fear of how my own actions may actually have brought curses in my life. It's good news to know that I can be set free, but it's scary to think that I can launch curses over my life and the lives of others that can last for years, maybe even for generations. Thank God we're being set free. With me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, who is the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Now, when you think of a president of an organization, you might think of an old fogey who spends time over quarterly reports. Dick is a different kind of president. He's passionate for the Word of God, eager for people to be touched by the power of Jesus, and he's got some stories for us today and some reports from the field, so to speak, that I think are going to thrill your heart. Dick, great to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Stephen. Thanks. I just want to say it's a tremendous honor to be in this position as president of Derek Prince Ministries. I feel like I've come full circle. I started back in the early 70s working with Don Basham, who was a colleague of Derek's, and also my father-in-law. And Derek and Don were very close, and I also worked with Derek personally on some research that he was involved in those years, and also with New Wine Magazine. So I feel like I'm coming back full circle to all that. But it was a tremendous privilege to work with Derek. He was an absolutely great man. And we're talking here on the show. I hope people understand. We're enthused. We're talking about Derek and his greatness. He was a contemporary of C.S. Lewis. He was a tremendously astonishing Bible teacher, worldwide renowned as a Bible teacher. But I have to tell you, if Derek were here, he'd be very uncomfortable with the adulation, simply because Derek was not all about building his own ministry, building himself up. The thing that was Derek's theme song through life was pointing people to Jesus, pointing people to the Word of God. That was what he focused on. So actually, Stephen, he probably would feel pretty uncomfortable about something.
I've been thinking about that because he expressed those very things to me in those last months of his life. So I'm glad you've said that.
Well, you had the opportunity through writing his biography just to be up close and personal with him. And you know probably as well as anyone how great a person he was, how relatable he was. So it's good for people. I think for all of you listening, it's good for you to know that we're not here to puff Derek Prince or to lift him up. He would really want us to make an emphasis on the fact that he was all about the Word of God. He wanted people to be drawn not to his ministry, but to the Word of God, to the truth of Jesus Christ, and to the impact that Jesus could have upon their lives. And that's what he was all about, as you know.
I'm glad you've said that. Just ahead, we're going to have some fascinating stories about how the Word is having impact on our generation. So stay with us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us. With me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, who is the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Dick, great to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Stephen. Thanks.
All right, now, Dick, let me play devil's advocate here for just a moment.
I hate it when you do that, Stephen.
Well, I do it too well, apparently. You know, you guys at DPM just want to keep it going. Derek's died. You ought to shut it down, but you just want to keep it going just to keep people employed and what have you. I mean, I know that's harsh, but talk to those out there who are saying, okay, these guys are just trying to pump this thing up just to keep their gig going.
Look, I got to tell you, Stephen, when they offered me this position the first time, I turned it down. There are many things that we could be doing other than what we're doing right now. there are three reasons why we're doing this. One is we feel that the Lord is saying that we ought to continue this. First and foremost, that's what you want. You want to have a directive from the Lord, and we feel we have that. Second thing is, we, as I referred to earlier, we have a mandate from Derek. Derek had a change of heart, a legitimate change of heart, and he said, instead of saying shut it down, he said carry on. So we're performing that service as under Derek's direction. But the third thing is, the church needs this. There's a crying need out there in the church, in Christianity, for deep, deep Bible teaching. Derek was asked in Jerusalem just a few years before he passed away what the deepest need he saw was for the church. His response was immediately, Bible teaching, serious Bible teaching. This is what we have to do. We have to do this. It's not something that we're trying to do to create some kind of an income stream or to prolong something that shouldn't be prolonged. We're doing this because this is what the Lord wants us to do.
And you know, Dick, you and I have talked about this before, but I had the privilege of writing the biography of Derek Prince. And one of the things that astonished us was, here was this rather staid British teacher who died as he approached his 88th year. And or he was 88, in fact. And what was amazing, as I did the interviews for the bio, is how transparent Derek was. He talked about, as people now know, his early sins. He talked about the failures in his family. He talked about battles with depression, and just on and on. And yet he was known as this man of victory, this man of teaching of the word. He really saw himself as a servant of the word. That was because he was so concerned about not in some way puffing himself up or honoring himself. He didn't want his name attached to things. And so
yes.
It's something that you don't see as often as we might like in our own generation. People who are well-known ministers I think, perceive that they should be served and that it's sort of the adulations deserved in a sense. But Derek saw himself as a servant of the word in the lives of people. And when I asked him towards the end of his life, what images came back to his mind from his ministry, he said it was the faces of the masses, the faces of the people whom he had the privilege of touching. And I think that really says a lot about the core drive, so to speak, in his ministry.
That's beautiful. One thing, he said on a number of occasions that he almost wished that the ministry was not named Derek Prince Ministries. And I think that indicates his attitude and his spirit as well. He really was not trying to lift up his name. He said, I wish I had never put my name on this ministry because it's not my ministry.
Sure.
It's God's ministry. And I can't help but think, Stephen, if all of us would have that kind of an attitude for whatever God's doing in us and through us in our lives, if we just simply have the posture that we are simply servants who serve at the behest of our master. And for most of us, we are nameless servants. And I want to say to those who are listening today, if you're out there, if you're discouraged, if you think, I'm doing all this, I'm not being noticed, I'm not receiving any adulation for it, remember Derek Prince, because that's where he felt most comfortable.
You know, that's great news. And I think, too, that we want to tell the people what I try to tell them every time we have the show, and that is go to the website, because that's where they can stay connected to DPM. They can hear past broadcasts and also access some of the great resources that are there. One of the free resources this time is the little booklet called The Divine Exchange, one of Derek's great teachings that's just impacted a huge number of people.
Absolutely. One of his classics.
Oh, I'm so thankful for it. So DerekPrince.org. Please log on. You'll stay up with us. You'll stay up with the show. You'll have some free resources, and you can know what's going on in the world in Derek Prince Ministries. Well, for Dick Leggett, for me, Stephen Mansfield, and for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, join us again next week as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, you can choose for only $14.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online
at derekprince.org.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.